Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
A Dear Media original podcast.
Hi, welcome to Good Instincts. I'm Shira Barlow, but you may know me as the food therapist. Join me every Thursday for the same thoughtful support to help you close the gap between where you are right now and where you want to go. This should feel good, like really good. And it will, I promise. Okay, so it is the show after Thanksgiving, and I have been seeing clients all week and talking about their experiences. And one experience in particular, I was like, oh, I got to talk about this because I think it's really important. So my client went to Hawaii with her husband and her two young daughters, and they stayed. I didn't know this existed, but they stayed in a Disney hotel. I had actually talked to her before. She was really excited. She was like, the girls are really excited. It's going to be great. I was like, do you want to talk about it? She was like, no, I kind of got it. I want to talk about these other things. I was like, sounds great. I did tell her that even if the vibes are 10 out of 10 and you're excited for your trip and everyone's in great spirits, going on a trip and doing something like that and schlepping your two kids to Hawaii, it can be destabilizing, which is something that we talked about here on the show. And she was like, I totally get it. I think it'd be great. So she came back and she was like, ugh, I'm so mad at myself. I really didn't take great care of myself at the hotel and I'm not feeling amazing. And the thing about it is, and I told her this as well, like, of course it was hard, even if it's a lovely experience. And I think anyone with children knows that taking your children somewhere and having them experience something new is so fun. Getting to see the world through their eyes is so fun, but it is a trip. It's not a vacation. And I think, again, it is destabilizing. So she was like, we're out and about during the day. I didn't make great choices. I didn't make great choices in the airport. And I didn't make great choices on the plane. And she has another trip planned soon after that. So we talked about ways that we can have her have the right things on hand for the plane and the right things on hand for like her bag, and how, again, to check in with herself in this way to decide what's worth it and what's not. But the other thing about it was the forgiving herself for feeling destabilized while on vacation and getting right back into it. Because in the past, this is someone who would have had a period of more indulgence than normal, been so mad about that, felt like it's all ruined. I may as well burn it into the ground. And then 3 months later popped up and been like, okay, well, I guess now I'm going to pick up the shatters of my life off the ground. So instead she came back and she was like, I'm really ready to jump back in. And so in the most non-judgmental way possible, we did that thing that I really recommend of just kind of looking at your life from an anthropological perspective of like, what made it challenging for me to show up for myself? What made it easy for me to abandon myself in those moments? And again, part of it was that she didn't have the right things on hand and she felt like she wanted to wing it, which is fine. And sometimes you do want to wing it and just deal. And maybe it's a time where you're kind of consciously having more indulgences, fine by me. It was also a matter of having stuff during the day so that she could pick and choose what was worth it to her while they're out and about. But again, that idea of when your kids are out of school for an extended time, and that's a time we're approaching on very soon, how when everyone needs something from you all day, day after day after day without really like breaks, that can make it really, really hard to connect with yourself if you're not actively connecting with yourself and actively tuning in. So there are a lot of tools that we talked about. We've talked about them a ton on here, but I just wanted to bring that up because I think that we are entering the holidays and we are entering this time when people pick and choose what's worth it to them in a different way. And I think if you're approaching it from, hey, I'm entering this holiday season, I'm not going to be as dialed in as I am normally, and I'm okay with not making progress right now, and you know, after the holidays, jumping right in, I'm fine with that as long as it's conscious. Also really encourage people to really tune into themselves during this time, especially if you're going away, especially if you're going away with kids, even if they're not your own kids. I think taking time and having a practice where you can down-regulate your nervous system. We've had a lot of episodes that do that. I can link them at the bottom, but especially the most recent one where we did like the breath work stuff and the tapping. I'm a huge proponent of that. And it's really, really helped me. And I bring it up a lot in my practice as well, because I think anytime you are down-regulating your nervous system, and we all have those moments where we feel suddenly where we're at a 10, where you know, we're making dinner and someone needs us urgently and the pot's about to boil over and that needs our attention urgently. And then all of a sudden there's a baby who needs us urgently. I think that even if all of those things aren't a part of your life and it's just an email, like I was talking to a client this morning who has kind of a challenging client situation right now. And she gets an email that's like worded kind of disrespectfully and it really activates her. And so we talked about in the spirit of not abandoning herself with food because that's a really easy outlet for her to feel good really quickly, but then ends up not feeling really great because she's abandoned herself in that moment. So how in those moments when she's feeling incredibly activated, does she downregulate in those moments? So I really recommend honing in on those things during this time, understanding again, even if the vibes for your family thing or your holiday thing are 10 out of 10, even if you just got engaged or something really special and exciting has happened, especially when those things have happened and it's a happy thing, because that's when we don't think about ourselves getting destabilized. Think of ways you can tune back into yourselves, and not in a way where you need to go meditate for an hour. I'm talking about like little micro moments of joy and rest that you can build into your day to feel really good so you can connect back to yourself and again, decide what's worth it and what's not. And then I also wanted to talk about my other client who I find she's incredibly inspirational and I really, really love working with her. And we had a conversation that I thought was important and I thought that it might help some people on here. So she is a chef and she has a beautiful restaurant. And her challenge is that she doesn't have enough cozy, nourishing food for herself throughout the day. And it's not because she doesn't have it in the kitchen. Sometimes she's in the restaurant. Sometimes she's at home, like crunching numbers, doing all of that. But as someone who works in food service and her job is essentially to feed other people, she is a lot of times kind of forgetting to eat, not having enough, and then not having enough kind of cozy healing stuff. She struggled with various different health things that require her to have warming, yummy, nourishing foods, especially like meat, protein, braised meat, roast chicken, stuff like that. And so a lot of our work has been, how do you reliably get those things on the regular? Because we know that you have them in the kitchen at work. How are we getting them at home? And again, this is someone who knows how to cook really beautifully. What we found was her main roadblock was that because her whole ego and her whole identity is tied up in food service and making beautiful food and presenting beautiful food, it actually made it really hard for her to make cozy, homey meals that weren't a whole production. So when she was telling me what she was making in previous sessions, it was like this over-the-top beautiful thing. And this was beautiful. And she'd show me pictures and it was also special and it was also Instagram worthy. However, that's not realistic for day to day. And so we talked about this idea of what would it mean to do some B minus cooking, to do some real home cooking, something that you don't want to photograph, and something that is still incredibly tasty, but maybe isn't like Michelin level. And the idea really resonated with her because she realized that it was kind of paralyzing her because it was the thing that, you know, was her whole life and was her whole income. And being this person and being this person that creates these beautiful things, and her creativity was tied up in all of that, that it was preventing her from actually doing what she needed to do on a regular basis. And I feel like it's this idea of having great stand in the way of good. And it comes up all the time. And it's come up for me in my life a ton because I used to be such a perfectionist, and I'm still a recovering perfectionist in a lot of ways. But this idea of how we can hold ourselves back by striving for like the best possible version of the thing, and we prevent ourselves from having good on a daily basis. I have another client that I've talked about who does a similar thing where she will get the inkling to cook. She'll find a recipe that has like 25 ingredients that she had to go to like 6 different stores for. And she dirties every single dish and every single measuring spoon and every single plate in her place. And it's beautiful and spectacular. Everyone in her family is obsessed with it. And then she never wants to do it again because it literally took so much energy and time and bandwidth for her to do it. And so again, this like excellence stood in the way of good. And again, I'm talking about tasty meals, but I'm talking about like just home cooking. Everyone used to cook because we didn't have as much access to restaurants and takeout and all these things. So everyone was kind of a chef, and you had your own slam dunk meals that you'd have at home. And I think in this Instagram worthy world, I think we've all put maybe a little bit too much pressure on ourselves to have everything be spectacular. So we've talked about this idea a little bit in terms of movement and what would it mean to do like a C plus workout? Because I think in a similar way, we feel like we got to do the Barry's Bootcamp every day. When in reality, listening to your body and doing a walk and doing a 20 minute micro movement. We talked about that with Megan Roop, and she was like, that's my whole business. So I think the C plus workouts, maybe the B minus food, I think it really, really is something worth striving for the purpose of having consistency over that blowout, showstopper, Instagram worthy stuff. I also remember my therapist many years, even before I was a mom, talking about this idea of the good enough mother. And I really do feel that way in parenting too. I think we all put so much pressure on ourselves to do everything perfect. But then when we do that, we honestly like stress everyone out. I've felt that so much. And I've talked about that in parenting as well, where when you have this idea of how a weekend is going to go and everything has to be perfect and everything has to be this, you actually like rush everyone along and no one's having the type of fun that you want to have versus like letting it be a B plus, B minus, and how that over time is so, so special in the things that we actually remember the most. Today's episode is brought to us by HelloFresh. With HelloFresh, you get farm fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your door. So you skip the grocery store and you can count on HelloFresh to make home cooking really easy and fun and affordable. I find the holiday season to be very fun and festive, but also a little hectic. And I feel like if you're doing any hosting, this can come in really, really helpful. The groceries come right to your door, and you can take the stress out of dinner. HelloFresh's ingredients travel from the farm straight to your door, so you know that they're fresh, and everything always arrives pre-portioned, so you can get right to cooking very quickly. I love anything where it's designed to make life so much easier. And that's the thing, HelloFresh is so much more than delicious dinners. It also can just take the hassle out of every mealtime with easy breakfasts and quick lunches and snacks all delivered in your weekly box. I got HelloFresh. I was very excited because I actually tried something that I have never made before and was kind of intimidated to make, even though it's such an American standard, which is meatloaf. I've always wanted to be someone that made meatloaf, especially for my son. And with HelloFresh, with all the pre-portioned ingredients, it really took all the guessing game out of it. I didn't even need to find a recipe. Sometimes I get overwhelmed by finding recipes online. We have access to so many, and I find I have a ton saved on my phone and in Pinterest, but I never actually end up making all of them. So I really appreciated that it was already pre-portioned for me, and I was able to make a really fun, delicious meal that my son really loved. Go to HelloFresh.com/GoodInstinctsFree and use the code GoodInstinctsFree for free breakfast for life. One breakfast item per box with subscription is active. That's free breakfast for life at HelloFresh.com/GoodInstinctsFree with code GoodInstinctsFree.
I used to care so much about portraying a perfect life and acting like everything was okay when really things were far from it. I was secretly struggling with my mental health and wondering if other people were too. That's why I created RealPod. Hi, I'm Victoria Garrick Brown, and every Wednesday I host the types of conversations that most of us only have in therapy. RealPod brings you the heart-to-heart moments we all need to be having and will leave you feeling comforted no matter where you're at in life. So leave the filter at the door, because it's time to get real. Tune into RealPod wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, now I'm going to go into shit I'm loving. I'm going to put the recipe at the bottom for this, but I am obsessed with the Erewhon yam puree. It is a seasonal item, and it only comes out for a very specific amount of time in between Thanksgiving and Christmas, and it's gone in a wink. And I figured out how to do it, and I'm really, really obsessed with it. Okay, so here's what I do. I take my parchment potatoes. If you've listened to the show, you've heard this before, but I take sweet potatoes. In this case, I do like yams. I will wrap them up in parchment paper, kind of like a candy wrapper with no air coming out. And I will roast them at 425 for an hour. They get so melty and caramelized. If you want to have that with like peanut butter and pumpkin pie spice, it's the yummiest thing in the world. I have that for breakfast a lot. So then I will take four of those. I will take salt. I will take half a cup of, I use the Elmhurst cashew milk. I think it's really special. You could also use like whole milk if you wanted to. So I do the unsweetened cashew milk. I use half a cup. I do salt, and then I do pumpkin pie spice. Like, I do think that you want to do it to your own taste. I like a good amount of it because I like it spicy to a certain extent. Then I will take pecans. I'll take a little bit of olive oil. I will take pumpkin pie spice, and I will roast them for like 10 minutes at 350. Once the potatoes are done, you mix in the cashew milk and the salt and the pumpkin pie spice. And then on top, I put the roast pecans on. I'm telling you, it is a pumpkin pie dupe. It is certainly the Erewhon yam puree dupe. I am so happy I figured it out because it is the thing that like I crave the most. I put it on my Thanksgiving table. And Thanksgiving is really like Super Bowl for me. And throwing in a brand new recipe on game day is a little risky. I have to say it absolutely killed. I think it deserves a spot on any holiday table. If you do a Christmas thing, if you do any holiday thing, highly recommend. I will put the recipe at the end. The next is, I have to say, people loved the Sammy episode, and I understand why. I think she's so spectacular. If you didn't listen to, highly recommend. She's a client of mine. She's really, really special. She's lost 80 pounds and she's just like dynamic and spectacular. She's going to have her own podcast coming out soon. But I got a ton of emails about people saying like, do you take clients? I bet you don't. I'm sure your practice is full. But I just wanted to let you know that I totally take new clients. I love my practice and I'm really been doubling down on it lately. So if you want to be a client, you can always email me. I'll put the email in the bottom as well. The other thing is that I have brought back peppermint extract. I will link the one that I like in the episode description. But I have a client, a new client, who was talking about how the seasonal drinks at Starbucks really get her. And it's a really important part of the holiday season to her. And the issue is that like these drinks that she's having are wild in terms of sugar. And she was like, it's just not the holidays without them. And she was on board to a certain extent, but I was really, really determined to figure out a way that she could have some of these things and not have it break the bank in terms of sugar. So I do think that if you are someone who needs a little special holiday treat, play around with peppermint extract. I love doing it in a smoothie. I love doing a shake, like a regular shake that I would do with protein powder. I like the new fix. I would do a cup of unsweetened nut milk. I would do, if I wanted an extra sweetness, I would do half a banana. I would do a handful of spinach, or sometimes I would do some riced cauliflower. If you throw a little bit of peppermint extract in there, and truly a little bit, because a little bit goes a long way, it's really special. It feels holiday. So she was on board. I'm curious to know if you would do that as well. And the last thing I will say is that the Forbes 30 Under 30 just came out. And I know some of the people on the list, and I'm so excited for them. One of them is Victoria Garrick. I think she's amazing. So many of those individuals are just doing really, really incredible, beautiful work. But here's what I say. I remember being that age, and I remember seeing lists like that in the field and feeling this pressure and feeling this unworthiness and feeling this kind of comparison thing. And I just wanted to put that out there because I feel like there is a chance that some people listening are seeing that, whether they are under 30 and could have qualified, or whether they're over 30 and feel like, oh my gosh, these people have accomplished so much. I just want to say that I feel like now at almost 38, I now feel completely myself, that I really, really know myself. And I feel like so many beautiful things are accomplished after 30. And it is such an accomplishment to achieve all those things by 30. But I think let's not get bogged down by these lists. Again, I want to celebrate everyone I know and everyone adjacent to me that is on them, because I think it's so cool. But I also just want to say, if any part of that was activating for you, I see you and I hear you, and you're really not behind. So that's today's show. I will see you next week. Let me know if any of this resonated with you. I really love hearing from you on Instagram. Come find me in the DMs at Shira_RD. I'll see you on Thursday. Thank you so much for listening to Good Instincts, hosted and written by me, Shira Barlow. You can find me on Instagram at Shira_RD. Good Instincts is a Dear Media Daily.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.